what you'll be able to do after this lesson. Lesson 9 ended with a model, a learned dynamics model p-hat, the predicted next state distribution, and a learned reward model r-hat if rewards aren't observed directly. The lesson also flagged two ways to use a model. Plan with it, model predictive control, roll forward, find a good action sequence, execute the first action, replan. Or imagine with it, Dyna, generate synthetic transitions, train a model-free policy. Lesson 9 covered imagine. This lesson covers plan. By the end of this lesson, you can formulate the planning problem. Given a learned model p-hat and reward r-hat, find an action sequence of length h maximizing predicted discounted return. Trace random shooting. Sample n-night. Action sequences uniformly, score each by rolling the model forward, pick the best. Embarrassingly parallel, works as a baseline. Trace the cross-entropy method, CEM, by hand for one iteration. Sample, score, refit the action distribution to the elite samples. Repeat. The workhorse for learned model planning. Explain model predictive control, MPC. Plan to horizon H. Execute only the first action. Observe the real next state. Replan from there. Sets the practical horizon and limits compounding error. Sketch MuZero, the breakthrough that learns a dynamics model end-to-end inside a Monte Carlo tree search planning loop, and explain why training the model jointly with the planner produces a better model for control than training it for one-step prediction accuracy. This lesson closes the P branch of the Lesson 3 dispatch table and completes the Phase 2 tour of all 5 algorithmic families, PI, V, Q, A, P. The planning problem, made concrete. You have a learned dynamics model p-hat and, either learned or given, reward r-hat. You are currently at the current state. You want to choose an action that maximizes expected discounted return. The infinite horizon version is the same problem the Bellman optimality equation, lesson 6, tried to solve. But now you have a learned model, so you cannot rely on tabular value iteration. You also cannot trust the model past some horizon. Lesson 9 showed how compounding error makes long rollout predictions useless. The practical fix. Truncate the horizon to H steps and find the best action sequence over the next H decisions. The terminal value V hat at the horizon state is an estimate of the value beyond the horizon, optionally from a learned critic. If you trust the model only out to about 5 steps, set H Uxon, the terminal value patches what the truncation misses. The space of action sequences of length H is the action dimension raised to the H power in size, or the number of actions raised to the H power for finite action sets. Brute force search is infeasible. You need an optimizer, random shooting, the baseline. The simplest planner is sample and score. That's it. Embarrassingly parallel. N-forward rollouts can happen on a GPU batch. No gradient computation, no inner optimizer. The cost is N inversely proportional to performance. Doubling N halves the variance of the best sample estimator. For continuous control with H e to 30 and an action dimension of 6, a humanoid robot, N equals 1,000 is a reasonable budget per planning step. Most candidate sequences are awful, a handful are decent, and the best of 1,000 is usually good enough. Random shooting works as a baseline, but wastes most of its samples. The cross-entropy method is the standard upgrade. Cross-entropy method, CEM. CEM is iterative random shooting with distribution refitting. The intuition. The elite distribution concentrates around high-scoring action sequences each iteration. The Gaussian shrinks toward the high-reward region. After J iterations, the distribution is tight around a near-optimal sequence. CEM is reliable across a wide range of problems and easy to implement. The inner loop is sampling, scoring, sorting, computing two moments. It is the default planner in PEDS and many modern model-based RL implementations. Worked example, one iteration of CEM by hand. Take a 1D problem. State S is a real number, action A in the interval -1 to 1, dynamics, the next state equals S plus A, reward equals minus the squared distance from the target value 1, target reach S x 1, initial state 0, horizon H equals 1, just one action, initial distribution Q 0, a Gaussian with mean 0 and variance 1, for the single action sequence. Sample N is full for candidate actions. For the exercise, the four samples are, after clipping to the range, -1 to 1. Score each by rolling the model forward one step and computing the reward at the resulting state. Pick the top K equals 2 elites, candidates 3, A equals 0.5, and 4, A equals 0.8. Refit the Gaussian to the elites. So Q1 is a Gaussian with mean 0.65 and standard deviation 0.15. Iteration 2 samples from this much tighter Gaussian, concentrated near the optimum, A star equal to 1.0. After 5 iterations, CEM converges to within 0.01 of A star equal to 1. The arithmetic above is a single iteration of the full algorithm. Practice exercise 1 walks through a fresh problem with N equal or 5 samples, and the reader works out the new mean and covariance, why CEM works. The refitting step is a maximum likelihood Gaussian fit to the elite samples. Each iteration, the Gaussian becomes a better importance distribution over high reward action sequences. The procedure is equivalent to minimizing the KL divergence between a target distribution, concentrated on high reward sequences, and the sampling distribution, restricted to the Gaussian family. The two main knobs, N, samples per iteration, larger equals better coverage, more compute. The elite fraction, K over N, smaller equals aggressive refitting may collapse too fast, larger EEL conservative refitting may not converge. Typical 0.1. Variants like CMA Azul, Hansen, 2016, use more sophisticated covariance updates, rank 1 and rank MU updates, to scale better to high dimensions. MPPI, Williams et al. 2017, uses a softmax weighted average over samples instead of a hard elite cutoff. Both are mature continuous optimization algorithms. CEM is the simplest worth knowing, model predictive control, MPC. A planner returns an action sequence of length MPC executes only the first action, then observes the real next state and replans from there. The receding horizon discipline is a standard control theory trick. Model predictive control predates RL by decades. C. Garcia, Pritt and Marari, 1989. The reason it pairs naturally with learned models. The model only needs to be accurate over the H-step planning horizon, not over the full episode. If your validation error stays bounded out to H equals 5 steps, plan to horizon 5 and replan often. The choice of H is a trade-off. In practice, H equals 5 to 30 for continuous control, small enough that compounding error stays bounded, large enough to capture multi-step dependencies. The terminal term, gamma to the H power times the terminal value V hat, bridges the gap between planning horizon and full discounted return. Mu zero, learning a model end-to-end inside MCTES. Mu zero, Schrittweiser et al., 2020, is the most ambitious learned model algorithm to date. It learns 3 networks jointly. Representation network, H theta. Maps an observation to a hidden state. Dynamics network, G theta. Maps a hidden state and action to the next hidden state and reward. Prediction network, theta. Maps a hidden state to a policy and value. The model lives entirely in hidden state space. The algorithm never tries to predict raw next observations. This is the key insight. A model that predicts raw next observations spends most of its capacity on visual or sensor details that do not matter for control. A model trained to support good MCTS planning learns only what matters for the policy and value. Training is end-to-end on three losses: reward prediction at each MCTS expansion step, value prediction at the root, policy prediction at the root. MCTS uses the dynamics and prediction networks for rollouts. Backpropagation through the planner improves the model representation specifically for planning quality. What MuZero achieved. The same algorithm and hyperparameters mastered Go, Chessis, Shogi, and Atari without being told the rules of any of them. AlphaZero, a similar algorithm sim, had needed the rules as a perfect simulator. MuZero learned them. Matched AlphaZero's strength on board games and matched or exceeded DQN's on Atari at the time of publication. The lesson: a learned model is a viable substitute for a perfect simulator if you train it for the right loss. Predicting raw next states is the wrong loss. Predicting rewards, values, and policy targets is the right loss. The 2020 SUM paper is the clearest demonstration of this in deep RL. Variants and successors. Efficient Zero, Ye et al., 2021. MuZero, with self-supervised consistency losses, achieves Atari median human performance from only 2 hours of real-time game experience. The Atari 100K data budget, wall clock training time depends on hardware. Sampled MuZero, Hubert et al., 2021, handles continuous action spaces by sampling actions during MCTS. MuZero Unplugged, Schritt Wieser et al., 2021. The offline RL variant trains entirely from logged data. Modern model-based RL has split into two camps. The MuZero style, end-to-end with MCTS family, handles discrete actions, very strong on board games. And the Dreamer style, world model with policy family, handles continuous actions, strong on robotics and Atari. Common pitfalls. Planning past the model's reliable horizon. Lesson 9's compounding error analysis applies. If validation error blows up past H-5, do not plan to H-30, using random shooting where CEM would obviously win. Random shooting is fine for very low-dimensional action spaces, when the action dimension times the horizon is below 10. For higher dimensions, CEM cuts compute by a factor of 10 to 100. Forgetting the terminal value VHAT at the horizon state. Truncating at finite H loses the tail of the return. The terminal value bridges this. A learned critic provides it. Treating MPC's horizon as fixed. Replan after every action, so the effective horizon shifts forward each step. Sometimes called receding horizon. Trying to train MuZero from scratch on a single GPU. The original paper used many TPUs for many days. Efficient Zero is the more accessible variant for learning at home, conflating MCs with random rollouts. MCs uses learned policy and value priors to guide the search. The PUCT formula in AlphaZero, MuZero. Random rollouts are a pre-deep RL fallback. Why this matters when you use AI. Planning with a learned model is the engine behind several systems that feel intelligent in the planning sense. AlphaGo, AlphaZero, Silver et al., 2016, 2018. MCTS with a known simulator and learned policy and value networks defeated top humans at Go, generalized to chess and shogi from self-play alone. MuZero, Schritt Wieser et al., 2020. The same recipe with a learned simulator. Did not require the rules of the game. Trajectory diffusion planners. Janner et al., 2022, Diffuser. A denoising diffusion model over trajectories functions as a model-based planner. The planning step is iterative denoising. Chi et al., 2023, Diffusion policy is a different idea. Imitation learning a diffusion policy from demonstrations, not denoising as planning. LLM as Planner approaches, explicit planning structures inside language model agents, React, Tree of Thoughts, Agentic Loops, use the language model itself as both the dynamics model and the planner. The dispatch table from Lesson 3 puts this in a different family entirely. The action space is text tokens, the dynamics is the world plus tool feedback. But the planning versus imagining distinction from Lesson 9 still applies. For straight RL, pick MPC plus CEEM for continuous control with a learned model and a short horizon. Pick MuZero or AlphaZero for discrete board. Atari games where end-to-end model learning pays back. Pick model-free PPO for everything else. Most of robotics, all of language. What you should remember from this lesson. Random shooting is the embarrassingly parallel baseline. Sample N action sequences, score them with the model, pick the best. Works as a default. Wasteful but cheap. CEM is iterative random shooting. Each iteration, refit a Gaussian over action sequences to the elite samples, converges in 5 to 10 iterations on most problems. The lesson worked through one iteration, starting from a Gaussian with mean 0 and variance 1, 4 samples, minus 0.5, 0, 0.5, and 0.8 for a target value of 1. The top two elites give a new mean of 0.65 and standard deviation 0.15. After several iterations, converges to A star equal to 1, the clipped optimum. MPC wraps any planner in a receding horizon loop. Plan H steps, execute one, observe, replan. The model only needs to be accurate over the planning horizon. Compounding error past that horizon does not matter. MuZero trains a dynamics network jointly with policy and value networks inside an MCTS loop. The model lives in hidden state space and is optimized for planning quality, not raw observation prediction accuracy. Choice of family, MPC plus CEM for continuous control with a learned model. MuZero, while AlphaZero for discrete games, model-free PPO for most everything else, language, large action space robotics. This closes the P branch of the Lesson 3 dispatch table and the Phase 2 tour of all 5 algorithmic families, PI, V, Q, A, P. Lessons 11 and 12 zoom out to a complementary angle. Control as inference, where the entire RL problem is reformulated as a probabilistic inference problem in a graphical model. Different mathematical scaffolding, same underlying control problem.